The New York Yankees were able to win a series at Tropicana Field for the first time in over 2 years. This was a big thing for the Yankees, but there are bigger implications for the franchise as they deal with the COVID-19 virus. We'll break all of this down and more on this brand new episode of the Pinstripe Talk podcast, which begins right now.
You are listening to the Pinstripe Talk podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to yet another edition of the Pinstripe Talk podcast, powered to you by Delahanty Media. I'm your host, Nick Delahanty. For the first time in exactly 2 calendar years, the New York Yankees were able to win a series at Tropicana Field, a huge series victory for the Yankees, although the focal point of this show should be the fact that the Yankees took 2 of 3 games from one of their most competitive rivals in the division. The attention turns back to the COVID-19 virus, where the New York Yankees, over the last couple of days, have been dealing with positive COVID tests throughout the organization. And there was a lot of talk about how the Yankees were one of the first teams to be over the 85% threshold of guys who were vaccinated. And certain guidelines changed for the Yankees as they didn't have to wear masks in the dugout and different things like that. Being able to go out on road trips to go eat and things. There's a lot of different ways that Major League Baseball was encouraging their players to get vaccinated. However, the Yankees have a little bit of an outbreak. 8 people within the organization test positive for COVID. Here's some important names. Not that they're all not important, but the names you would know that we know of right now. Pitching coach Matt Blake. Third base coach Phil Nevin. First base coach Reggie Willits. 4 traveling staff members. And Gleyber Torres. So, yes, the majority of it is on the coaching staff end. And from what the reports say, most of these guys, if not all, are asymptomatic. Gleyber, not catching any bit of luck, had the virus back in December. He tests positive again. He's out a minimum of 10 days from the time the Yankees put him on the COVID list. And that came before Game 3 of the series. So unfortunately for Gleyber, he won't get a chance to hit in his favorite ballpark at Camden Yards. But all jokes aside, you hope that all of these members of the Yankees organization are okay and they're doing well, and we wish them a speedy recovery and hope that they get back soon. And of course, you know, you just hope the virus doesn't spread. Luckily, the Yankees did not have to cancel any games or postpone any games. They were able to play throughout the week, and it seems like they are taking every precautionary step possible to ensure that it doesn't spread even more. So tough break. Obviously, the shot is beneficial, but it's not 100% guarantee you can't get the virus again or get it at all. So you really have to be mindful of that and just realize that this is still alive and sadly well. And the Yankees are the most recent casualty of that with dealing with most of their coaching staff and now their starting shortstop getting positive COVID test. So hopefully all is well with those people and coaches and players and traveling staff, whoever is impacted by this, and just fingers crossed that it doesn't spread even further. Now, before we talk about the series as a whole, you know, there was a lot of positive things going in and getting the little tweet and messages about the COVID outbreak didn't help this, but there was a lot of positives to look for if you're the Yankees. Over your last 6 series, you haven't lost one. The worst you've done is split. You're getting Gio Urshela back into the mix. You're getting Luke Voit back, who hasn't even played this year. He returns, so you're starting to see a healthy Yankees lineup, and you're starting to get that feeling like, okay, this team is getting back on track. And then, you know, you have a big series with the Rays. What a way to set a statement, but by going in and taking care of business at the Trop. We all hate the Trop. Trust me, we all do, but you know, you got to take care of business on the road. And the Yankees finally over 500, want to stay that way and never look back. So Game 1, that occurred on Tuesday night. Jordan Montgomery gets the ball, and he was really good. 6 strong innings of work, only allowed 1 run, 2 hits, 1 walk. The only run came off of the bat of Mike Zunino, who hit a home run in the 3rd inning. Other than that, the Rays could not get anything done against the left-hander. And once again, storyline, pitching, pitching, pitching. Montgomery, 6 strong. Loaisiga comes in for two strong, allows just one hit and a walk. Chapman comes in to close it in the ninth. He throws a shutout inning. And once again, in a low-scoring game, the Yankees pitching gets the job done. Here's how the Yankees scored their runs. In the top of the first inning, Aaron Judge got the series off on a good note, hitting a home run to center field. That gave the Bronx Bombers a 1-0 lead. Fast forward two innings to the top of the third. Pass ball by Zunino, scores LeMahieu. Yankees go up 2-0. Then the Zunino homer in the bottom half cut the lead to 2-1. It wasn't until the seventh where Gary Sanchez hit a home run to right field, 393 feet to be exact, and that's your ball game. Yankees go on to win 3-1. Storyline of this series, and you're going to see it over the next two games, Yankees offense really didn't do much. They really didn't. Just seven hits in this one. Strikeouts were low. Only struck out six times. Gleyber had three. Sanchez had two. The rest of the lineup had one total. So if you take out those two guys, the rest of the lineup did a good job of putting the ball in play. And you know what? They did just enough to win the ball game. Judge, the only Yankee with multiple hits. A couple of guys had one scattered throughout the lineup. In his return to the lineup, Luke Voit was 0-3 with a strikeout. But it was very good to see him on the field. Early on, he got some work at first base, so it was nice to have a capable player at first and know that, you know, the guy who led the American League in home runs last year is back in the everyday lineup. And the Yankees mixed and matched a little bit. Got Tyler Wade in the game, put LeMahieu at first, got Voit off his feet, and, you know, trying to ease him back into the mix. So, overall, you take the win. Obviously, the Yankees offense did just enough. To be fair, they were 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position. It wasn't like they set the world on fire and did really well. But again, we talk about it, I think, on every single show. When the Yankees muster at least two homers, most likely than none, seems they win the ballgame. So you take that crucial game one. As you look to game two, where the Yankees turn to their ace, Gerrit Cole. And he was legitimately the ace that the Yankees knew they've had. And obviously, we didn't need a reminder of that because this guy has just been flat-out dominant. Eight strong innings of work. No runs allowed. 12 strikeouts. 106 pitches. He was incredible. I'm sitting there going into the ninth, and I'm like, let this guy pitch the ninth. I want to see it happen. It was phenomenal to watch. And the guy's been this good since they've gotten him. He's been as good as advertised. He has now made 20 starts in the regular season as a Yankee. In those starts, he is 12-4 with a 2.22 ERA, struck out 172 batters compared to just 20 walks. And opponents are hitting 189 against him. Boy, has he been phenomenal. He also has a 12.3 strikeout-to-walk ratio, which is flat-out incredible as well. He has now gone five games with 10 strikeouts and no walks this season. That's the most of any pitcher in a single season in Yankee history. So if he does it once, it doesn't even matter. He's done it more than any pitcher has done in a single season in the franchise's history. That's pretty incredible. He also has the most games all-time in Yankee history with 12 or more strikeouts, no runs, no walks. Gerrit Cole has three, all of which, thanks to James Smith, came in the last 37 days. John Candelaria and Mike Messina had two. No other Yankee has more than one all time. I could go on for days about how good this guy is. He's also, thanks to Katie Sharp, the first pitcher in Major League Baseball history with at least 70 strikeouts and three or fewer walks through his first eight games of the season. He also reached the 1,500 strikeout plateau, or 1,500 strikeout plateau for that matter. And he was simply incredible. And in a game where the Yankees offense didn't do much, Gerrit Cole was the storyline. The Yankees go on to win this game 1-0, courtesy of an Aaron Hicks sack fly to center field in the seventh inning. Both teams really struggled offensively, combined for just 10 hits, six of which came on the Yankees side, 23 total strikeouts. So, yes, Cole dominated. He did his thing, but the Rays pitching did their thing as well. And it wasn't until the Hicks sack fly where the Yankees were able to break open the score. And again, you're probably wondering, who pitched the ninth? Aroldis Chapman came in. Now, the big question was Chapman available, given that, you know, Aaron Boone doesn't like to use relievers three times in 4 days. However, Boone felt it necessary to bring Chapman into this game, get the Yankees a win, and secure a series victory against the Rays. So, you got a really good outing from Montgomery in Game 1, where he set a career high for strikeouts in a single game. Then you get the dominating performance from Gerrit Cole in Game 2, and the starting pitching has just been a lot better as of late. And it's a very good sign to see. You know, the Yankees are going to need as much pitching as they can get. You're going to see this, and hopefully this trend continues, where not just Gerrit Cole, but the other guys in the rotation, Montgomery, Kluber, Herman, you hope that they can continue to build on this and continue growing as the season progresses. But after Game 2, you had to feel really positive about where the Yankees stood, and you just hoped that they were able to bring home a sweep by winning Game 3 on Thursday night. However, it simply was not the Yankees' day. Before the game, the Yankees put Gleyber Torres on the COVID list, so they had to call up Miguel Andujar to fill his spot. The Yankees ended up going with Gio Urshela at short, and as good as Urshela is defensively, he's still dealing with a knee injury. It looks like you may not see him for one or two games in Baltimore. You're going to see a lot of Tyler Wade. I know the Tyler Wade fans are going to be thrilled to hear that, but this team is trying to mix and match, and now you would think, like, after you get Voit back, you don't really have to worry about, you know, mixing and matching anymore because you have your starters back. Then Gleyber goes on the COVID list. So it just doesn't end with this team. Hopefully Gleyber's back soon. Hopefully they can hold on until then. Maybe Tyler Wade will hit and impress during that time and prove why the Yankees have him as their backup infielder currently. So I expect to see a little Urshela there at short. Expect to see a little bit of Andujar at third. Tyler Wade's going to go all over the place like he normally does. And you'll see the mixing and matching. So, Game 3, not the Yankees' day. I have to tell you, this game frustrated me greatly. It truly frustrated me. I know I kind of said frustrated me like three times there, but that's how much it frustrated me. And I said it again. But anyway, the Yankees made Rich Hill look like Cy Young. 6 2/3, didn't allow a run, struck out 9, only walked 3. He really stifled the Yankees' offense, and it was really bad. 1 for 7 with runners in scoring position, grounded into 2 double plays, one of which actually scored their only run of the game, regardless. But Yankees lose this one 9-1. Jameson Taillon was on the mound. Although he struck out 9, he struggled, couldn't get out of the 5th, allowed 4 runs. Michael King came in for the first time this season. He let up 3 earned runs. Before this, he had a consecutive inning streak where he didn't allow a run. And you know what? He was really good. This game wasn't his day. Wilson came on to pitch the final inning for the Yankees, and he allowed a run. So as good as the Yankees pitching has been, this simply was not their day. And like I mentioned earlier, the Yankees did not do much offensively. Only 5 hits, only 1 run. The run came on a Frazier double play in the 9th inning. The Rays did more than enough offensively against the Yankees pitching, and 9-1 was your final. So the Yankees leave Tropicana Field with a series victory, to say the least, which is great. But that last game didn't go the way that anybody anticipated, for sure. It's crazy to think that the Yankees won this series, took 2 of 3 games, and got outscored 10-5. That just shows how dominant Cole was in Game 2 and how good Montgomery was in Game 1. Kudos to those two guys. I can't stress it enough. They have been phenomenal. We mentioned Urshela's injury a little earlier. He has a little left knee injury, a little swelling that, you know, the Yankees are going to be very cautious with him. And then Aaron Hicks is undergoing an MRI on his wrist. You didn't see him for 2 of 3 games. They don't know if he's going to be available to play. Urshela, when he returns, is riding an on-base streak of 21 games. So you hope to see Gio healthy, and hopefully he can keep that streak going. Speaking of streaks, the Yankees have not lost a series since April 18th. That marks 7 straight series the Yankees have either split or won the series. And we talked about it last show. I'm going to reiterate it again because I do feel that it's very important. looking ahead at series. You want to take at least two of three or three of four. Win your series, take care of business, and move on. So for the Yankees, they've been good at doing that. That's been a very good streak that they've been following since April 18th. You know, the season got off to a rough start, but they seem to be bouncing back rather nicely. So right now they're in third in the division at 20-17, only two games behind the Red Sox for first place. They have the last place Orioles this weekend, which could help them if they take care of business. That series starts on Friday night. You have Corey Kluber on the hill in Camden Yards against Dean Kramer on Saturday. The Yankees play again 7 o'clock. Domingo Herman against Jorge Lopez. And Sunday afternoon, the series will wrap up with a 1-0-5 start. Jordan Montgomery takes the mound against John Means. So another big series for the Yankees before they head to Texas for some non-division play. And you know what? You got to take care of your division, because those games will ultimately help get you to the top of the division. So before we wrap up today's show, we didn't do it at the beginning of the show because we felt it was so important to talk about the Yankees' COVID situation. Make sure you're following us on social media at Pinstripe Talk ND and at Nick Delahanty on Twitter. You can find us on Facebook by searching up Pinstripe Talk Podcast. Our show is available on all podcasting platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, you name it, the show is there available for you. As more Yankees news and updates comes along, you know that we will be putting out new content to talk all about it. Our next show will come on Sunday night after the Yankees wrap up their three-game set against the Baltimore Orioles, and we'll look ahead to the Yankees' upcoming schedule and any other important topics that do come about this coming weekend. Once again, my name is Nick Delahanty, and I'm the host of the Pinstripe Talk Podcast, powered to you by Delahanty Media. Once again, we thank you all for taking time out of your busy schedules to listen to our show, and we hope that you return to listen to some more New York Yankees talk in the near future. Until next time, as always, let's go Yankees. Stay safe, everyone. Take care, and I hope you get to enjoy some great Yankees baseball this upcoming weekend. We'll talk to you very soon.